Recording.
We're recording? Okay.
Oh, what's just happening?
There we go. Now it's going.
Okay, whoops, I don't want that right on me.
Oh, now we got the wall.
This is not a good day.
We got the wall.
It'll turn.
It's not a good hair day.
No. Are we all set now?
So.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, all right, it's 7:03. We have two technical difficulties. Today is December 11th. This is the Municipal Budget Committee, and so we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Okay, so tonight is our public hearing on the school budget, and just so everybody knows, we got an updated budget, and you have so many of them. This is the one that has two folds in it, okay? So, see, it's got two folds, and the other ones have one fold.
It's in your paper clip that she just
made. Yes. Okay. So if this is the most recent budget, I would recommend that you put the date on it, because otherwise we're going to look at so many budgets. So today is 12/11/24. And we'll put the other budgets aside so we don't get confused.
Lynn, would you like us to give you an explanation for why we gave you an updated one?
Yes, in just a second.
Sure.
The first thing we need to do is approve our minutes from the previous meeting. December 3rd, are there any changes or corrections to the minutes?
Give me your money so I can find them again. Some of the stuff.
No, they're right under the stuff I gave you. Was in a specific order.
I've been working on the stuff all day,
okay.
It went out of order.
All right, so it's got the small writing. It's the one with the small font. Okay.
Okay. Yes, on the last page, when we listed motion for non-public, the Susan Young and Stephanie Helmig, there's nothing next to them for a yes or no. Is that supposed to be blank?
No.
They both said yes. So the yes needs to be added.
That's what this is right here. This is a tally of who said yes and who said no.
No, but there's nothing.
Oh, but there's no why.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's no why.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, so you there's yeah.
I can correct that.
They were both wise.
It's okay. A simple correction.
Okay. Any other changes or corrections to the minutes? Okay. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Brenda makes a motion to approve the minutes. And is there a second?
I'll second that.
Josh seconds it. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And once again, so Katrina and Ryan are both abstaining because they weren't here. I have to remind everybody to please say your names before you speak, even though we know who you are, because we use AI to do our minutes, and AI doesn't know who you are. So. Okay. Before we start, I just have one question. Are there going to be any warrant articles? Do you have any warrant articles?
There'll be just one warrant article besides the budget, and that's for our SESPA contract.
Okay.
For our support service.
Yeah. You don't have a copy of that yet?
No, we haven't drawn it up yet. We're
okay.
Going to have that on January 2nd, which is the board's next meeting.
Okay. So you can give us a copy on our January 22nd meeting.
We'll send
okay.
it to you.
That's the only one. Okay, so I'm going to open the public hearing. After the public hearing, I'll close the public comment period, and then the budget committee can discuss the school budget and make our first recommendation vote. So would you like to comment on...
Yeah, sure. I'm going to turn it over to Cheryl.
Okay.
Bill Rurick, Superintendent of Schools for SAU 15. I'm going to have our EA, Cheryl DeGennaro, give you a brief update as to why we provided you with an updated budget.
Okay.
So I'll turn it over to her.
Okay.
second, so as Kurt said, the Minister of Education, I'm the new business administrator. So today, as I was going through and reviewing the budget, in the areas of the budget that I've given you for principal services, maintenance, and IT, I had to update salaries, so they were also then in the default and not just in the proposed.
Okay.
And that was the only change that was made from the copy that I gave to you.
Okay, so the default was previously $11,057,097, and now it's $11,100,810, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the, all right. And then the default here, okay, the default. Okay.
And that was, I'm sorry, for principal services, maintenance, what's that?
And IT.
IT, thank you.
Okay. All right. Any other questions or comments during the public hearing, since there's no members of the public here besides?
Well, there's the Cook family online.
Is there somebody?
Yeah, there is a family here.
Okay, if they wish to ask a question, they can. But
they're muted.
Yeah,
they muted themselves.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. If there's no questions or comments, I can close the public.
What? Can we ask them questions? Or is this just for the public to
no,
ask?
No. What I think I'll do, I'll close the public hearing and then we can ask questions. Okay, so this is their comment, their chance to comment, but then I can close the public hearing and then we can have our discussion and certainly ask questions. Okay, so, and if you have a question, anybody has a question, I'll probably answer it anyway. Okay, so did you have a question, Brenda, that you wanted to ask?
Several. Yep. Want me to just start?
Go ahead.
So we got that grant report, the look back on the 5 years. So just a quick question on the FY24. You guys received $222,580.54. Where in the current budget is that found?
The information that we sent today.
Yeah.
Was asking. That was a federal grants, so those wouldn't. They're not part of the operational budget.
So what do they get used for? I know they have the names next to them, but
yeah,
how does that, how do you account for that?
I'll turn it over to my assistant superintendent, Kimberly Sarthy. She's in charge of
okay.
our grants.
Thank you.
Yep, so our EICA, yep, federal grants, specifically talking about the title grants, even ESSER, those grants are meant to provide the ESEA federal grants are Title I, Title II, Title IV.
Mm-hmm.
And those grants are specifically to be used for supplemental activities and programming and staffing. They cannot be used as part of your operating budget. We have federal guidelines that tell us that any district obligation has to be paid through the operating budget. And the Title I, Title II, and Title IV grants are used to supplement the operating budget. So anything that's extra, not something that's an obligation.
Can you explain what Title I?
Sure. So Title I is specifically, those funds are specifically used to serve our most at-risk students. And what we do is we use many different data points to establish what our criteria is. And so we have a list of students who qualify based on that criteria for Title I services. We also use Title I funds for students who are experiencing homelessness under the McKinney-Vento Act. It's an obligation of the district to be able to provide support services, transportation, whatever students who are experiencing homelessness need in order to access their education. Title II funds are used for professional development. I know that those are in here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Title II funds are specifically used for professional development. But again, that professional development has to be outside of what the district's obligation is. So if the school district or the school has a certain priority or like a strategic plan, the operating funds would have to be used to support professional development in those areas. But anything that's supplemental and extra, we can use the Title II funds for. Title IV funds are used for safe and healthy schools, also used for effective use of technology, and for well-rounded education. And again, those things would be supplemental to what our obligations are as a district.
IDEA.
Yep, IDEA funds are used specifically for students with disabilities. And, you know, as you know, we have a significant obligation to make sure that we are complying with what is outlined in a student's IEP. And so that's what those funds are used for. The CARES ESSER funds, those are no longer accessible to us. Those funds were specifically given to or allocated to school districts for COVID relief. So learning loss that can be attributed to COVID. This was, these were like extra funds that districts were given around the state and around the country to provide some extra support because we knew that there would be more significant needs after students returned back from COVID. I'm just trying to see what else is on here. I see there's a very small allocation each year for preschool, but that also is for students who have disabilities. It's part of IDEA, which is the grant that supports students with disabilities.
What did you explain REAP?
Yep, so REAP is, it basically is a rural education grant. It's a smaller grant, only rural schools like Henry Moore.
Under 600 students.
Yeah, can apply for that grant and receive funds. So I'm noticing that when I look at the list of the REAP allocations starting in FY20 all the way until this year, they're varying numbers, obviously, as you can tell. Like,
mm-hmm.
1 year it was around 42,000, and then last year it was only 9,800.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the purpose of these grants is not for us to, we can't plan on what the allocations are going to be because they can change from year to year. And then when it comes to how we're actually going to utilize these funds, especially for Title I, Title II, and Title IV, we are obligated to basically administer a very comprehensive needs assessment. And based on the needs assessment, that determines what we can spend our funds on. So we can't say, okay, next year we anticipate $20,000 in Title I funds, we're going to spend it on X. That's not what the federal government allows us to do. It has to happen sort of like in real time. And the needs assessment process is an iterative one. We start typically like in the summer, and we gather feedback from a variety of stakeholders, teachers, sometimes even students, parents, community members. And then that helps us to establish how we're going to spend the money initially in the school year. And then as the school year goes on, we keep gathering that information. And that also includes student performance.
And I thank you for that very comprehensive explanation.
Sorry.
That was a little bit over.
It was a lot. Sorry.
But as a budget committee member, I guess my concern is that, like, in FY23, you receive 309,000+ this year, 222. Is there anything that federal grant money is used for in real time that actually you've built into the budget?
No.
And that,
no.
But how does the federal government give you money with no identification of your need? I don't. So they gave you $222,000 and said what?
So that's not accurate. So the allocations depend on a number of things. First, it depends on what the state actually has for money to disseminate. But additionally, it depends on what our free and reduced lunch numbers look like. It depends on how many students we have who are identified. It depends on total student enrollment. It depends on a multitude of factors. In terms of what the actual allocations are, that's why you can see that it kind of fluctuates from year to year. But those funds don't factor into the operating budget at all. I know that they don't, like, from your perspective, but they don't from a federal government standpoint. We're not allowed to factor them into what we actually have to provide.
So do you have any idea for FY25 or how much you're going to be getting, or does this just, when you say real time, is that something as the school progresses you're applying?
So we'll get these allocations we'll find out probably in June what the allocations are for next year, and then we will actually receive the allocations at some point mid-July. But again, according to the federal guidelines, it doesn't factor into it's
any
like a
aspect.
Whole, no, it's a whole
right.
separate bank
yeah,
account.
It's restricted dollars. In other words, it's federal aid, but it's highly restricted. Kimberly just kind of gave, and I know it was a lot for nine, but she just kind of scratched the surface of the regulations.
Really? That's terrible.
Yeah.
And the feds are quite, they're sticklers about it. We have to, in order for us to use one, just to spend $10, we have to submit a plan to the state,
mm-hmm.
the Department of Ed.
Sure.
We have to show how it's tied to the different requirements, and then they'll either grant it or they'll say
deny
or redo and resubmit. So it's a very arduous and time-consuming mm-hmm. process, and the amount that the federal government sends the states is really what the Fed sent. You know, there's no rhyme or reason from the federal government. We can only provide the data to the state, and then whatever you get from the feds, it gets divvied up to the districts.
I may not be, and you guys might be grasping this better than me, and I have one more question about that, that I may still may not be able to be settled with the
sure.
understanding of it. But for instance, if it's, I understand not the operational budget that you can't use it for, but if a child with special needs that you talk about with severe disabilities, that's also been built into the SPED education, for
yes.
lack of better words,
budget.
Operational budget. How do you distinguish between the two if
well,
they had severe needs?
So it really depends. I mean, obviously, as you know, we can have a child move in with severe disabilities
true.
And then we have to provide the services.
Mm-hmm.
So typically what we do is we try to have some sort of a plan in terms of once we know what our allocations are in June, we'll try to have some sort of a spending plan because that's is what we are required to do. So that in July we start building that plan and start writing our activities in the IDEA grant. But we know full well, especially with students with disabilities, that we might have incur costs that we didn't anticipate, like for transportation, or perhaps we need another paraprofessional, or we need some additional services, or perhaps we have, you know, a student who's going to be placed out of district. It's really hard for us to gauge exactly from like this point in the year exactly how we're going to be using those IDEA funds for next year, because we don't know what the needs are going to look like. I mean, we can anticipate based on the data that we have right now, but one child can come in and change things by $250,000. The other piece too is, I can tell you in this year, we had a student move in who is experiencing homelessness, and we have to provide transportation for that student to go back to the sending school. And that's not a cost that we anticipated this year, and that will cost the district somewhere around $55,000 for transportation.
So you take that out of that federal
so,
grant money?
Yes.
Yeah, we're taking it out of
Title I.
Okay.
But also the student is identified, and so we are required to provide the transportation because of his disability. So we're actually kind of splitting the cost wherever we could find it to cover that transportation.
Splitting the cost of being out of the budget?
Between Title I and IDEA for
oh.
that child.
Okay.
The two grants.
Okay.
So, do you have a question?
A couple of things. First
Sue Young.
Of all, Susan Young, sorry. You spoke about one child to move in and cost $200,000. Then that's true. Aren't you using the trust, the special ed trust that we have, set up for that reason?
So I can't speak to
we
the
haven't,
special ed
we
trust.
Haven't used the trust.
Because it has what, 200?
I've been here since 2019. We have not used, we have not accessed the trust.
So that would solve that problem, though. If somebody did move in,
you're correct. That's why the trust is there. It's really for an extreme something you didn't plan on, and that's exactly why you have it.
And we can't take the $55,000 from that because that's nothing you planned on.
If we didn't have the grant, if we didn't have the grant money,
the grant's going
to
cover
we
it.
We could go to the board and ask to access
there.
The trust.
One other question. So. If we go to 20...
Which one are you looking at? This is the update.
If we go to 23-24, and the budget was $10 million, in addition, you had you had money coming in of $222,000 in addition to that $10 million, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes, mm-hmm. and federal dollars.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, that's that.
Lynn Chivers, I just have a question. Does the money lapse if you don't spend it? Or can you set it, if you don't need it this year, can you set it aside for next year?
Well, we actually have different guidelines now this year.
Yep.
So we just received notification from the state that we have to provide the state by December 14th, I believe, our plans for intent to spend. So if we have any federal funds that are not budgeted right now, like that we don't actually have activities that we're going to spend them on, we have to provide a written plan to the DOE. And we also sign off that if we do not use these funds and allocate them by December 31st, the state can take them back from us.
In the past, prior to that change, you're correct, you could roll it for a year
mm-hmm.
and then use it as you see fit, but now it's... Kimberly just mentioned.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Okay.
But what I will say is, I mean, all of the funds have been tapped because of the significant needs that we've seen.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you. Okay. Ryan.
Ryan Young. I think I follow what you're saying. For something to be considered supplemental, it's just not listed within the operating budget, right?
Absolutely.
Anything lying outside of that. So when you were talking about continuing ed, and I think it was level two or section
Title
whatever.
Title two, yeah.
Title two. Is that continuing education for teachers? Or
Yes, primarily.
Yeah, so it's specifically for teachers. The funds can also be used for professional development for the principal, but no other staff members within the building. But it is for the adults in the building that we use Title two for.
Okay, gotcha. What would... Now, if there is tuition reimbursement listed in the operating budget, there's no way to push that onto the other side of that line, is there?
No, unfortunately. So what we have to do is we have to provide an evidence, we have to use research, peer-reviewed research, that's less than 5 years old, and we have to use that research to justify the use of the federal funds to provide professional development for the teachers, and we have to tie it to our districts or our school's goals. And then what we have to do is we have to show that there are positive student outcomes or negative student outcomes to evaluate the effectiveness of the professional development for each activity. So it can be an activity that costs $200, and we have to do all that, or it can be an activity that costs $20,000, and we have to do all of that. There is a lot of accountability. I guess the easiest way to, think of it is, my daughter's in college right now. She has a bank account that's her spending money for the year. She can anticipate that she's going to be getting some money from her grandparents and her aunts and uncles for Christmas, but that doesn't count towards what we know we have to use the money for her books and her food and things like that.
Right.
We can't guarantee that Nana and Grandpa are going to give her that money, so we don't count on it. It's probably the easiest way.
Okay.
Actually, sorry, yeah. One more follow-up question. Still Ryan Young. When grant money is used for, so I guess anything listed as supplemental, it's always assumed that that item, that supplemental item, goes away at the end of the year, right? It's not automatically absorbed into, I guess that's too broad of a question, because like you were saying, with that extra student, the following year, that supplemental item is part of the operating budget because now that's a student you're anticipating on.
Right.
So I guess that's kind of a broad question that you really can't answer. But I was just wondering, when you're using those funds for supplemental items, is it assumed at the end of the year that's the end of that?
I can probably answer it that in many cases it is. It's used, and then you, like Kimberly said, we look at what our needs are for the next year, and some of the monies may be used in a similar manner, maybe not the same amount, but for the same function. But it really depends on the needs of the students and also how much we have for funds
mm-hmm.
to provide that support.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions?
I do have one.
Brenda?
Brenda Coughlin. I do have another question. I had asked for the State Department of Ed code or requirement for administrative staff.
Yes.
And I thank you for sending that. I know you were...
It took us a while.
Okay, okay, and it took you a while? I was like a deer in the headlights on that website.
It took a little bit.
You can give me the Department of, you know, Nursing, and I can navigate, but don't give me the Department of Ed. So I appreciate you making that simple. Here's my question for you. When the state, I guess, implements the requirement for a local school board shall require that each school with an enrollment of 500 or more students provides the services of an associate principal or two or more persons with administrative certification. So with a student population of 275, can you explain why you have an assistant principal?
And I wish Becky's not here tonight, but we need an assistant principal because of the need. And again, on the outside looking in, it's a really good question because it's not a whole lot of students on the outside. First of all, it's a K-8 school, as you know. Mm-hmm. So younger kids have different issues than older kids, you know, our middle school age students. But we're seeing more and more students with more complex social, emotional, behavioral challenges. Mm-hmm. And we need two administrators in the building to deal with them. One case can take both Becky and Dorothy, Francini, our assistant principal, offline for a couple hours at a time, or one may be dealing with a case for a whole day, and then you need someone else to be in charge of the school to deal with everything else that comes up. You just from a functional standpoint, we do need two people.
Do you have a guidance counselor that can work with the child as well?
We do have one guidance counselor.
Full-time?
Yep.
And where's that person's role in a child that's having some struggles?
That person is used quite a bit. Depending on, in most cases, a guidance counselor. My wife's a retired high school guidance counselor, so I know a little bit about it, and as a high school principal, former. Guidance counselors play a pivotal role with either working with the student directly or working with the student's family and the administration. And again, because I don't want to say this the wrong way, there's quite a bit of business or issues that they have to deal with. So Pam, who's our guidance counselor, is just busy, you know, dealing with working with students, but she also goes into classrooms, works with, you know, does group activities with students as well, and she's busy all day, every day as well.
So this child that might be having some trouble, I'm assuming they have a para as well?
Not necessarily.
No. Do they get one as a result?
And I don't want to overstate it or be hyperbolic. A number of students that we deal with day to day are regular ed students that have social emotional issues or behavioral issues who aren't, quote, special ed. They're regular ed kids, but they have challenges, home life or whatever issues are going on in their life. They manifest itself in school. And
do you have a social service person working on staff?
No, we don't. We don't have we entertained it. Was it last year, Mark?
Yes, we decided that it was better off as an SAU 15 employee.
And we tried to put it into the budget for next year at the SAU level, but we didn't have enough support from the other two districts for it.
So I guess another question that I would ask, is this a daily occurrence that would tie up both your senior administrators or your principals? Or is this an occasional thing that happens several times a year? Would you, I don't know if you can answer that.
I'm not there.
Not sure.
But I know, and Becky could articulate it mm-hmm. quite better than I can because mm-hmm. I'm not there every day. I've been brought in on, I'd say in the last year, three or four that I'm aware of, pretty high profile.
Three or four over the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
That went on just not for a day, but there were issues that we had to deal with that I can personally speak to.
Okay. So I'm trying to wrap my head around a little bit the salaries, the and it's very hard to follow it when you're looking at your budgets, that you don't know who's included in on some of those administrative wages or whatever. And there's one that is a student service director. Do you have, what is that person?
That's two positions. That's our special ed director.
Special ed director?
That's our special ed director, Stacy Eaton, who was at our last meeting. And if I recall correctly, excuse me, the other position is for, that's our BCBA. Is that where we put it, Cheryl?
Yeah, hold on.
We'll get you an answer. There's two people in that.
Two people in the student services director line.
Yeah, there's the special ed director, and then there's another position that we have there.
Okay. I saw that there was a separate line for the guidance counselor.
Yeah.
I did see that, and I saw that there was a specific line for the principal for wages,
assistant
principal, and there was also a secretary or an administrative person that's in
and
there.
We do that because that's how we have to report everything out to the state.
Yeah.
Again, it would be nice if you just had teachers in one group and...
So another, because, you know, you're talking to the numbers people here. So I am trying to understand the principal's 9% raise that she got. Was COLA included in that, or is that just
9%? That's just 9%.
Okay. And I noticed that the admin got a 6% raise, and the assistant principal got, if it wasn't 9, it was just under that.
It was 9,
okay. Why did you give such a sizable raise to those individuals?
I can speak to, in both cases, I'll just verify the assistant principal number. The board values Becky's work that she's done for us, and we want, and I didn't make the decision, but I supported the board in their recommendation, in their decision, is that we want to be competitive for to hold on to our people. There's two goals that the board has tried to do over the last couple of years, and we've come and spoken to you about how we've tried to increase our CESPA folks' salaries with separate warrant articles, also a teacher's contract. I believe this next year will be our third year where we gave our teachers a very reasonable increase, and that's because we want to recruit and retain. We want to retain the good people that we have, and when folks do leave, we want to be able to recruit good ones. And when we were discussing it with the board, or when I was discussing with the board about Becky's salary, I gave the board salaries of K-8 schools, but also it was twofold. It was K-8 schools, but it was also schools in our area that either are middle school and elementary salaries.
Mm-hmm.
And when you compare it to districts, we looked at Candy and kind of did a circle and went about 30 miles out. We tried to do, in other words, I didn't include Concord. Small, Hooksett, Auburn. We looked at Deerfield, Pembroke,
Chester.
And there were a couple others that we looked at, you know, for comparisons. And we felt that both salaries were reasonable.
And so,
and
I appreciate that, but I don't have those numbers in front of me to be able to agree with you on that.
No,
so
gotta kind of
I know. And when I looked at this budget, I was a little bit taken back because 2 years ago, the town voted, and you narrowly got your budget. It wasn't by many votes, probably less than 25 that first year. Last year, you got a default budget.
Mm-hmm.
This year, with those concerns, and we're looking at the whole town and
sure.
the taxpayers, and they have just been hit with a sizable
mm-hmm.
reevaluation. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Yes,
so people are really starting to have some sticker shock with that.
I experienced it last year in Hooksett where I live.
Okay.
So I appreciate
so,
that and understand that.
And then we receive an 8.6% increase, but yet student enrollment, it's K-8, since 2020, you're down 4%. In high school, 17.5%, 27 children less since 2020. It's just, I'm struggling with the numbers, the decrease in the student numbers.
Our student enrollment is up to 280, I believe.
Well, according to your most recent reports you gave us, it's 275 in K through 8
okay.
and 127 in high school.
But it's now 280. We get kids to move in. So
in a month?
But this is a report that we just got from you guys.
We have we can lose tomorrow. We could lose 280. I'm just saying, okay, let's just say 275. If I recall, our numbers have stayed pretty consistent the last 3 or 4 years at Henry Moore.
Actually,
numbers. They've been in the
if you're looking at Henry Moore, you're 285 in 2020,
yeah.
And in 2024, you're 275.
And I said the last 3 years.
Three years.
We've been in the 270s.
2022, you were 265,
mm-hmm.
2023, 277, 2024, 275. But I guess I'm just from an aerial view. Your numbers in students have gone down, whether we're talking about one or two different, the percentages are dropping, yet your budgets are blowing up. And I'm struggling with supporting this budget and I want the children to get the best. I'm not anti-children.
Mm-hmm.
I love children. I wish we had all scholars that were graduating from Moore School, but this is all administrative. You guys have lots of positions that I can't even find them in the budget because you bury them in your numbers.
What positions do you want to know?
We have
a principal, we have an assistant principal.
Mm-hmm.
Those are our two administrators.
Mm-hmm.
A
couple
we
of student
a,
service
we special,
directors.
We have a special ed, we have one special ed director.
One special ed.
And those are our three administrators.
I thought you said you had student service, you had two people under
there. There are two people, but only one's an administrator. It's just how Cheryl, can you explain what's in that line? Please.
So to answer the question from earlier, there's two people in, it's Stacy and a woman named Maura.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the 1200 you were asking about.
Well, you know what, for the lack of wanting to tie up the meeting for a really long time with going line by line and going and finding your salaries and your teachers' salaries and para, and you want an additional sixth grade teacher. I'm just struggling with the amount of money that goes into well over $100,000 for a principal. And I would think showing her some appreciation would actually by giving her an assistant principal. But a 9% increase, that's a big raise that she got, almost $10,000.
The board was conscious that they
okay.
understood what they were doing and made that decision.
Thank you for asking, for mentioning that. What does the maybe I should ask Mark this.
School
yes.
board.
What is the school
board?
What did I call it? Board of
the
directors?
The board of something, I don't
right.
know.
What,
school
is
board. Yeah.
What does the school board do that costs the budget in the $40,000 range?
Which line are you talking about? That's our
right. Okay, let me find it there, Chief.
I share to the SAU
15. That increases the SAU.
Got it noted here. It's, hold it. I'll find it, I promise you I will, because I saw it. And if anybody else
right
sees it.
The SAU services.
Where? Is it page numbered? No.
No, they're not.
Let's see.
The second to last page, I think.
So Brenda, have you gone through any of the minutes when we did the adjustments?
I can't keep up with minutes for every single
right.
meeting. No, I apologize,
they
but 40...
They have a great amount of information.
Well, can you help me understand, because tonight's the night for voting and making some recommendations. $44,500 goes to the school board, and you know... Like a school board services dues
that's
and fees went up $2,000.
The total budget that we send to the SAU 15.
No, no,
the
that's
proposed
the total,
budget
no,
for
the
25, 26.
Do you have a copy of
15,000 is our legal fees.
Mm-hmm.
4,200 is for the stipends for the board members. We pay for a treasurer's salary, we pay a secretarial salary for people to do the minutes. Audit, we have to do an annual audit of $96,660.
It's not bad.
$15,000 for legal, $3,750 for getting materials ready for the deliberative session. That makes up that $44,532.
Lawyers are expensive.
Is that the only place on your budget that is that the legal, if you have a legal issue, it comes out of the school board budget? There's nothing else written in the school?
No, that's it. That's our legal line.
Wow. Okay, and legal line was, did you access, how much did you access of that this year? I'm looking, I'm sorry. The print is so small and my eyeballs are just getting worse and worse.
So in 23-24, that school year, for legal consulting services, the actuals were $14,573.04.
Yep.
The budget for 24-25 was $12,500.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only partway through the year, so I don't have an actuals for you for this full year.
And we increased it by $2,500 because we have teacher contract negotiations next year, starting this summer.
Yeah, it's always hard to support an increase when you don't see what you've used at all for the year. It's hard when you're basing.
We provided the
as much as you could.
If we had been asked, we've given everything that you folks have asked.
Mm-hmm. No, you have recently. Yes. Absolutely.
Has done.
So,
yep.
So if there was something that if you wanted to see in a different way, we would have been able to provide that.
Yeah. It's like everything, when you start drilling down into things, Bill, other questions come up, which is why you guys have been inundated with some questions lately.
That's okay. That's our job, to provide the answers.
And one of the problems, Susan Young, may I speak?
Oh, yeah.
One of the problems I think we've had is people were supposed to be receiving copies as emails were going through the system. There were attachments.
Mm-hmm.
And the some of the board members would not, or the board was not receiving these attachments, and that was because we had our secretary do it, not yours. So I don't know if it would be easier if in the future, if you can do a printed copy versus leaving it to our secretary.
We can.
Is that something?
We can provide what we've done, what we do in Hooksett. We do two things. One, we send it electronically.
Yeah.
To the board, to the budget committee. But we also drop off hard copies at the town hall.
Okay.
And whenever we make a change, we drop off a hard copy as well as send out an electronic copy.
I think that would help.
We would just need for next year,
what,
at the start of the process, just tell us who you want us to, who's the point person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And,
I think
and,
that's
we'll, and we can just push it all out.
Great.
To that person.
Because it's hard when we're getting piecemeal.
Yeah.
And
it's hard to keep it
all
together.
At once.
Or, and again, depending on how like a board want, how a budget committee would like it, we can send it to each member. Whatever the easiest methodology is.
Yeah, no, Lynn sends everything to us.
Okay, so we
yeah, send everybody, they well. Send it to me and then I send it to
everybody. We can do that for
the electronic copy.
That's easier.
Okay, Josh, do you have a question?
And then we can also bring the hard copy.
Yes, okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Josh Reap. I have just a couple of questions, more for my own understanding. Since we're talking about like school board services, what's an example of some of the dues and fees that you guys incur? Like, what is that, like services you subscribe to?
Yeah, we're members of the School Board Association.
New Hampshire School Board Association.
So we get, they do a lot of policies changes and information that comes in from the New Hampshire DOE.
Mm-hmm.
When there are changes, and they give us the updates and gives us a synopsis of what the changes are.
So essentially, instead of paying for a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
they have lawyers on staff mm-hmm. there. So whenever the legislature passes laws that pertain, and they pass a lot of them every year, they then will send us, bill 1234, number 1234. This is, you have to change policy XYZ now, and then they will send us a draft. We then, so it just, it saves us manpower,
mm-hmm.
and we're not having to try to write it ourselves or go to our attorneys,
mm-hmm.
and it's just faster that way for the board to look at when we have to do policy changes.
Yeah, the town uses a municipal
yeah,
association.
It's a good,
yeah.
it's a nice
resource.
It's not cheap, but it's a good resource. Otherwise, if we went the alternative, it would cost even more.
Yeah, I imagine that legal line would be a lot heavier. I get it. I do the same thing at work with certain things. Another question I had pertaining back to the wage increases for the principal. I'm just curious. Is there when it comes to? I remember at the last meeting you did a nice job explaining to me and I understand. Thank you. when trying to recognize someone for merit, particularly in the snapshot of time, does the district have the ability to just do like a merit bonus for a year versus a wage increase year over year?
A board can do that, and they've done that in the past as well.
So if there's a one-off thing to recognize, they can use a bonus as opposed to a pay raise.
Yes, they could do that.
And we march all that. We also have to be careful because the way you give that compensation can be put into their retirement.
Okay.
So
Reliable. We
have to be careful how we do those merit increases because it could affect us in the future as the retirement.
So a stipend?
But like a one-off bonus would be a one-time thing.
Yes, it would be a one-off.
Yeah.
It's say $1,000. It would be one-off. It would be a one-time. And that would be made clear that it would be a one-time.
So when we did our comparison of the area, we felt the number we came up with was appropriate to bring her up to that level so that we did not lose her. It's a retention also. And thankfully we did because we have Principal of the Year.
She was Principal of the Year.
I was going to actually add that. There are, if my math is correct, 409 principals, not including assistant principals, just principals in the state of New Hampshire. And Becky is Principal of the Year out of the 409. Obviously that's a culmination, just as in terms of the one-off piece, it's a culmination of the work that she's done at the school that afforded her the opportunity to be selected.
How does she get voted into that position?
So she was nominated. It's a pretty rigorous process.
Mm-hmm.
And she was chosen.
Is it peers?
By our peer review.
Peer,
yeah.
Okay.
And they sent a visitation. They reviewed the nomination of all the different people that submitted nomination forms. The process then is if you get to the next step, they then send teams, which they did, to the school. They interviewed myself, Matt Woodrow, and Stephanie, and they also interviewed, in a separate set of interviews, they interviewed parents, and they also interviewed some students,
I was just curious.
Determination.
Brenda Coughlin, one more question. When I look at your maintenance line, and that's, I wish I could tell you guys what page that's on.
That's towards the end. It's almost the last page.
Yeah. If it helps you, the number is 5111, if that helps you find it. So the maintenance, you have about 65,000. Wait a minute, budget. Looked at the wrong year, sorry. So that's a sizable line for 24-25. You've got a custodial salaries, 110,771. And maintenance, admin, other salaries, 68. What kind of people are in those two positions for almost 200,000?
One for the 68,000 is our maintenance director.
Maintenance director for the 68,000.
Yeah.
And what's the custodial salaries?
So those are our custodians.
How many custodians do you have?
I don't know.
So you have a director that oversees...
Well, she's there every day.
Yep.
Her title's maintenance director, but she's there every day. And then she has a part-time person who works 4 hours every day with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, read it.
So there's... So in for custodians, there's four individuals, and one of them is at 40 hours a week, and the other three are part-time.
So your manager, I'm sorry, what is her title?
Maintenance director.
Her maintenance director. Does she do any custodial work, or is she just administrative?
No, working manager.
She fixes things, and
she
cleans.
Do you have
she's
two people
excellent.
On it at a time?
We just have one full-time in the morning and then a four-hour person.
In the afternoon?
I think it's like 10 to 2.
It's sometime during the day?
It's
so like one and a half person?
Yeah, it's a four-hour window with that person.
So if I got it right, that $110,000 is about four people. part-timers.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Question?
Okay,
no
Bill?
Selfie. Do you guys shop for health insurance? Or do you have to take whatever the state mandates or something? How does that work?
We don't take what the state gives us. We go all of the share all the time on health care.
So, with the health care, we have Primex.
Who's our insurance provider?
Yeah, they're our insurance provider. And they provide medical, dental, property and liability, workers' comp, unemployment also.
But do you shop around? Like, do you make an effort to cut your cost every year? Do you, or you just take it for granted that we're going to go with Primex next year?
So I don't
she
take
just
anything
got here.
For granted. I just got here. I've been here for 3.5 months.
So you didn't make all those decisions, did you?
A lot of companies don't.
The town offices use Primex, correct?
Yeah, for the property, not for our health.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do it. Last time we did was about 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and Primex rates were. They were the best rates that we saw, so we stayed with them.
Mm-hmm.
Primex is the biggest provider
right.
for almost every single school district,
and
so that's why the rates are cheaper.
And how about busing? Do you shop for busing when you
go? Yes, when we went out, this is year two of our contract. We bid the contract. And
but are you bidding it for Candia, or are you bidding it as
bid
SAU?
We bid it for the SAU, but we do it on an individual basis. In other words, Candia has their contract.
Mm-hmm.
Hooksett has their contract, Auburn has their contract. So we have individual contracts. But they service the SAU, all three towns.
And lastly, like over the last 5 years, how much extra personnel have you hired for the Moore School? Like 5 years ago, did you have 30 employees? Or
I don't know what we had 5 years ago versus now. You mean teachers?
The whole package.
Because
I know this.
I don't know off the top.
Your budget's going somewhere.
Yeah, I can find out for you. I don't know off the top of my head what the number of positions 5 years ago to now.
I'm trying to remember.
We had
retirements, but then we replaced.
Right, when people
them.
Retire, we replace them.
Yeah.
One year they didn't. They did a good job. They kept it down.
Yeah, I don't
one
remember.
Year they juggled around.
I don't remember that
replace.
There were any new positions.
Yeah, there were.
In the last 5 years?
There have been. There have been a couple, but I just don't know off the top of my head what it was back in 20 versus, you know, 24.
I don't remember.
Is there 20 regular ed teachers right now? Is that what your numbers show? We just.
If that's the number we provided, then I'm sure we have our process.
Mark, while she's looking that up, when will we see Zoom at the school so we can actually watch meetings versus look at minutes?
Well, I'd rather have you there. That way we can ask
installed.
Questions as we come
along. We'll be hearing that, but...
No, the unit is in the ceiling, and we're just waiting for the rest of it to be connected.
Well, it's supposed to be on a cot, right? That you can move from room to room?
Part of it is, yes. But we also have stationary cameras in the media center
mm-hmm.
as well.
So right now, in regular education, we have 28 people. 28.
You're only showing 20 teachers here. On your.
I don't see what your.
For your enrollment, like there's three teachers for the kindergarten, there's three for first grade.
So there's 20 classes. You're saying 20
right,
sections. You don't call them
right,
classes.
Sections.
Sections.
Right.
Right.
But you're
that's
saying
correct.
28.
20 teachers. That would be 20 teachers.
Yeah.
He's looking at the teachers.
Yeah.
Then we have. Paras and other people.
Well, Unified Arts.
Unified, you have Unified
oh,
Arts, you
world
have Guidance,
language.
World Language, which wouldn't be in a grade, they wouldn't be teaching a grade. They'd be art classes, art class, they teach all the kids. PE teacher teaches all the kids.
Okay. Josh Reap, one last question. When it comes to, I just curious, like when it comes to office supplies and things of that nature, does the district go off and handle their own purchasing of office supplies and other resources? Or is there like a group buy discount option through the district's SAU processes?
That has been an ongoing challenge for me to try to get us there. We, this year is the first year we're using the same trash removal service, using waste management. Candy was already using it, mm-hmm. but the other two districts, we got them on board, and both are saving money as a
good.
Result.
Good.
It's a challenge because each district...
So different.
I call, and I don't mean this in a negative way, if you have children and you have more than one, mm-hmm. they're all different, right? And the boards are just different, and everybody wants, for example, everybody wants their own maintenance director, everybody mm-hmm. wants their own special ed director, and it's hard mm-hmm. to get folks to say, well, if we streamlined it, you know, we would be able to save some dollars mm-hmm. in the long term, but it means somebody would, they'd have to give up somebody or a position. I don't want to say somebody.
And we're a small school.
Yeah, and it's hard. And it was hard when I came in. I said, this would be easy. it hasn't been by any means.
Yeah, you like a rollerball pen. I like a felt tip. I get it.
Yeah.
Brian, did you have a question?
I hate to go back to the principal raise, I think the idea of the bonus structure versus the, you know, 10% salary increase would be a great idea. I do understand paying for retainage of good employees like that. Mm-hmm. I 100% get that, especially with mm-hmm. accolades like that, you know, that holds some weight. Can grant money be used for any form of retainage, like a bonus?
No.
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
No.
I do. We'd get in serious hot water with the.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, just the follow up to that is, and I grant, again, I'm not saying they're not worth a 10% mm-hmm. pay increase. I do think it runs the chance of, you know, what of teachers than saying if they're worth 10, I believe mm-hmm. I'm worth 6.
Oh.
Going into a contract negotiating year, obviously, and you know that that's going to be
it all too well.
That's going to be brought up to you.
Yeah, it will be.
And with a budget that, mm-hmm. let's face it, 9%. Mm-hmm. I don't think I need to say it, but a default of almost 7% is I keep throwing this word around, and I hate to keep doing it, but in my mind, it's. It's not sustainable. If you ask someone, can we increase this budget 7% every year over year? Mm-hmm. No, I mean, we all know no. It's without some other factor coming into play. And then, you know, with that, the teacher negotiations, that's going to be
a challenge for us. And the board was conscious of that.
Mark,
I was just going to add.
Mark Chalbeck.
Just going to add, if you go back a couple votes ago when we had to redo the teacher contract because we were actually losing teachers because they were going to bigger districts for more money.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we did a comparison then of the area of what the teachers were being paid, and Candy, it was very low. So in the retention, that's why we came with that warrant article to the voters. You know, just to let you know, there's some background to these different things that happen.
Yeah, I'm sure, and I don't doubt that you guys do your
and
homework.
Some of the maintenance people were very low paid, and we were going to start losing maintenance people, so we've got to do some things to keep them also.
Right.
Okay. Sue, you had a question?
I'd like to piggyback off that a little bit. When you're looking at different districts and you're comparing salaries, we can't compare to a Hooksett. We don't have that commercial
no,
base.
Chester,
and I'm addressing
the
board member right here, not the SAU. So we cannot do it that way. And the other thing is, if they are leaving to go to other districts for more money, they're going to do it. It's just like our policemen, mm-hmm. or police officers, I should say. We can't compete with Manchester. Candia teachers can go to Manchester and probably make more money. Do you know what I'm saying?
Definitely can.
I don't know I don't know if that would be a motivating factor for me to give somebody a certain percent, although I like the two administrators a lot.
But Sue, in my answer, if you were listening, we went and we did a comparison of like schools.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like enrollment?
Yes.
Oh, I heard.
No, no, like schools, like schools. Districts. Right?
Okay,
so
I heard Hooksett,
they were similar.
Sorry.
Hooksett
okay.
was one of them, but we did look at Hooksett because we have to look at, we can't ignore our SAU
right.
brothers and sisters.
So we've looked at Chester, we've looked at Deerfield, there was a couple others that were smaller.
Yeah.
In the area.
Yeah, because Deerfield has 500 students.
We
have 270
something. We looked at Hampstead, Chester. We didn't look at Derry. We kept the bigger districts out because it's not an apple. We tried to keep it as apples to apples as we could, both for teachers and for the administrators.
Okay.
Because the teachers in negotiation are not doing anything out of school. They'll pull the biggest ones, the Manchesters,
mm-hmm.
the Exeters.
Do the same way.
And, you know, the first thing we say is, we're not them.
and we go to a certain amount, and then we have the taxpayers that the boards represent,
yeah.
that we just have to keep it so that the people in this town can afford to stay here.
And we
so.
Sell it. We sell the comparison of you're coming to a school with less kids in the school, your class sizes are going to be a little smaller.
A lot smaller.
Right?
Yeah.
Compared to
smaller.
Others. But, you know, we also compare to like districts so that we were very low paid at the time, so that's why the board is voted. And then we brought that warrant article to the town, and the town passed it.
Right.
Okay. All right. Are there any other questions?
There's a question for you, Lynn. Somebody asked if you could go below default, and I said, yes, you can.
Yeah.
You can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said I didn't. I said
no,
personally
didn't,
I didn't recommend it, but you can.
You
oh yeah,
yeah.
We can. What was there? One town in New Hampshire. No, there was a town up north, and the budget. I think it was like
Croydon. I think.
Croydon.
Oh, it might.
Yeah.
Yeah. The town came out, and they had.
And they had to have a supplemental meeting to. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can.
No, but in Hooksett, there was a motion on at the deliberative session to reduce us below the default number, and then. The voters came and they rejected it. So it's the one time I was happy to get a default budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it was significantly better.
More than the, yeah.
Before,
yeah. So that leads us in. We do need to come up with a recommended budget. And we still have the opportunity at the January 22nd meeting to change that. But at this point, we do need to come up with a recommended budget. So would anybody like to make a motion?
I would like before, Brenda Coughlin, before anybody starts putting numbers out and trying to find that stinking paper, I might have to borrow it back from Ryan again. I would like everybody to, you know the fund balance paper I gave you and Katrina?
Oh.
So I apologize that I know I have it in here, but I just wanted to ask everybody to keep that in mind as we discuss about any recommendations we might have that
mm-hmm.
for the past 5 years there's the lowest I believe was 300,000, the most was 1 million over what they budgeted. So I really would like us to keep that in mind.
Oh, so you're talking about what
they
was
covered.
Left over at the end
Correct.
Of the year.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
That we don't necessarily get back. So I really would like us to keep that in mind as we make recommendations.
Now, these numbers are before encumbrances. Is that correct?
That's the total in this.
He doesn't know we're looking at it.
What? Yeah, I
can
explain.
It.
For example,
the left is
last
what we've got
year
back.
Was 565,000.
Yeah.
That was before the encumbrances.
Right.
And you'll see the columns, what we got back. And what they spent for
so
additional
fund balance, you're talking about what was given.
What we
back.
Gave back,
yes.
we got back.
Okay.
So I would like to have that for people to consider.
Before we do, but I do have one more question from the
Sure.
Hand.
Go ahead,
if I could
Josh.
Make a comment, please.
Oh yeah.
I know that you're referring to an email that was given. There was also a large paper analysis provided that had the balances and how things flow. Pardon?
Yeah, I think that's this one.
Yeah, from year to year.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we have that right here.
You might want to also refer to those two in conjunction.
Yeah.
This is, I gotta find and put the population of.
Yeah, and at the very end of that is a full analysis, you can see the puts and takes from year to year.
And is it because you're justifying those overages? I mean, we know what your encumbrances were.
No, I'm not justifying anything, I provided data that you all had asked for.
Wanted to know, I'm just saying.
What you, oh, I remember the last meeting we had, I had asked what.
Right, more supporting.
But the numbers never changed, the numbers that we got, it's just you broke down those numbers, thank you. Got it.
Right, so when you're looking at the columns on there, you can see exactly where it's associated.
Yes, I understand.
So you can look.
Did everybody get this?
We're doing oranges and oranges and not apples and oranges, that's all.
Lot of paper, I got it.
Oh, wait, I might have found it.
Okay, Josh, you had a question?
Yeah, Josh, I had another question, because I just, one of the papers provided, the question was asked, what does staff contribute toward their own benefits? So when an employee is paying, for instance, on the CEA health plan, a single plan employee is paying 8.5% medical and zero dental, are those rates set by the collective bargaining agreement that you have with staff, or is that negotiable?
It's negotiated every time we do a teacher's contract.
Okay, so that's something you have.
That was something this spring, the board and I will be talking about, okay, what do we want to do in the next cycle? What do we want for copay, salary, that kind of thing, and that's when we would address that.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay. All right, I'll go back to my original question. Is there anybody who would like to make a motion? And just as a starting point.
Or do we have a discussion? I don't know.
No, we have to make the motion.
We have to make a motion and then we'll discuss it.
We have a motion, a second. I'll make a motion to put it at 5% like we did for the town.
Okay, so you want, wait a minute, let me get.
And I'm not going to tell them where to do it. That's their business.
5%.
5%.
Over what?
You're talking about.
Instead of.
Wait, you're talking about a 5% increase over last year?
Yes.
Okay, so last year was 10 million. Susan's not here to check my work. 5, 3, 6.
Is it the 10,679, 10,679?
No, this is 153,699 is the actual for last year. 153,669. And 5% increase is 10,661,352. Let me just check that again.
It's a default.
That's below the default.
Below the default.
That was what the default was last year.
I just want to have a number for Sue's motion.
I'm just trying to stop
10,
the ball.
10,661, yeah, 352. That's a 5% increase over last year.
Okay.
Is that what you're recommending?
Yes, please, to get the ball rolling.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Katrina seconds it. Okay.
Dollar amount increase would be $507,683.45. That's what I could.
507.
I'm sorry, 507,683.45. That is.
That's 5%.
That's 5%. Yeah.
507,603. I need to ask. I see on here that their budget that they got last year, the default budget was $10,404.
Wait. Okay, that's.
$404,000.
That's this current year. That's the current year.
2024.
Okay,
last
so
year
I was
they
going
voted.
To 23. Okay,
right.
I used the wrong
right.
year.
Being
I'm
here.
Sorry.
Right.
I used okay. No, I did that wrong. I was looking at the wrong year. Thank you.
So the 10,404,612.
That's 5%.
That's 5%.
That's 10,924,842.
And that would be 520,230.
Okay, hold on. Let me check that now. 10,404,612. 1.05 equals 10,924,840. Oh, no, I got 844.
I just put down what the 5% above that budget would be, $520,000.
So the $10,404,
that was what they got last year. That's what they're working off of now.
Okay.
That's yeah, $10,924,842.
Yes.
That's 5% over last year.
Yes.
So is that the number? I used the wrong one.
Yes, I have the
5%. I'm talking to Sue's motion.
Yeah. So the increase over last year, $520,230. Is that what everybody is getting?
Okay, yes. So last year...
I'm not going to try because I'll get the wrong number.
Could someone read the total number again?
Okay, the total number, the 5% increase over last year's budget is $10,924,842. And you want to know that's the dollar amount of increase over what
that's 520. I know what that is.
What are you?
520,230 is the increase amount, and then the total would now be 10,924,842. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the 5% increase.
That's just to get the ball rolling. We can go from there.
And you're second. You're okay with that?
No, okay. I mean,
okay.
I'm not, but
no.
I know. We can talk now, but mm-hmm. I just wanted to do
okay,
something.
So that puts us, I'm just 11, 100,
I need a calculator.
Such a
I hate this thing.
So we would get 10, 3, 9, 24, okay, that's about $176,000 less than the default budget.
I'm sorry, it's how much less?
About. It's $175,968 less than the default budget.
Default that they have proposed to us.
They don't propose.
Well, no, they default.
It's not a proposal.
I know it's not
a proposal. They compute the default.
That's what they figured out.
Yeah. It's not something.
I used the wrong words.
Yeah, that the default is... 11,100,810.
Yeah.
So the difference those two. Okay. I've said it before. I don't think we should recommend a budget below default because we have to consider the contractual.
These are all contractual. That's the only thing that can be added to a budget.
That's correct.
Is contractual.
Yeah. Contractual obligations.
Okay.
Last year's budget plus the contractual
right.
obligations.
And
they have to take out
much.
One-time expenses if you bought a loader, which
okay,
I don't think
so that,
the school does.
And it brings it up that much, you're telling me.
Well, that's the default.
Oh, that's what they're saying.
To 11,100.
Okay. To me. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's fund balances that are, for the last 5 years, has been hundreds of thousands of dollars over.
That's right.
Even though they got a default budget this year.
Well, let's see. We don't know about this year because this year's
this
not over.
Working on
we don't know what we don't know if there'll be.
Stephanie
what
did make a comment at the last meeting that they were no the school board meeting that they she was concerned they were only going to maybe have $200,000 left over.
Okay, because there yeah, was
that's
a default
what that
budget.
Was she didn't have the calculations,
yeah.
but that was
we won't
the
know till the end of the year.
Question.
Yes.
So the voter would then have the opportunity to either vote for the default budget. Or the budget that we just picked that's below the default budget.
That's
that
correct.
Recommend. Yeah.
That's correct.
Or and it could be changed at the deliberative
oh, yes.
within 10%.
But assuming
right?
that yeah. those are the two numbers, if you vote yes, you get the number that we
just
propose, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you vote no, you get the default budget.
Okay. In this case being a higher dollar.
Being more money, which is kind of
yeah.
an interesting thing.
It is.
But
so
that's the way it works.
Lynn, Brenda Coughlin, we're voting on a recommended 5% increase.
That's what Sue's
right.
motion
over
is.
Over 23-24 budget.
Over last year's budget, yeah.
Will there be a discussion if we can be lower than that? Or is this what we're voting
well,
on?
Well, we're voting.
5%?
If you vote no,
we can discuss.
If you vote no because you want it to be $8 million.
I have to correct you, Lynn. We had a motion, we had a second, now we're discussing it.
Yeah.
So you can discuss it now.
So if you want to have a different
yeah,
amount,
you
have to vote no.
You have to vote no,
okay.
and then you can make a motion for a different amount.
If it doesn't pass.
Yeah.
If it
doesn't
pass.
Yeah. Okay. So are we ready to vote?
Sure.
Okay. So We'll start with Sue. How do you vote?
Yes.
Yes. Brenda?
No.
Josh?
Yes.
Lynn? No. Brian?
Yes.
Yes. Katrina?
No.
I'm a no also.
Bill? No. And Mark?
No.
No. Okay.
Okay.
So there's one, two yeses,
yeah,
and well, one, two, three yeses, and one, two, three, four, five. One, two, three.
Motion's defeated.
Five, six, yeah. Seven, eight. So the motion's defeated.
May I ask why, or is it too high or too low?
Too high.
I guess that is too high.
Too high.
I say too low.
You,
Mark says too low.
Oh, you said 4%. Okay, so okay. I'm too high. Okay.
Great. Katrina, too high or too low?
It needs to go lower.
You think lower?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, and Bill says
lower.
Lower, and Mark said higher. Okay. All right. So, would somebody else like to propose a different number?
I will. I will propose that we.
You want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Yeah, make a motion.
I'm going to make a motion that we propose a lower budget.
What? Give us a number.
Oh, I was starting to say. So, their budget that they currently are working on is $10 million. I'm recommending that we give them a 3% increase. The inflation rate is 2.7 for the average for the year, and I'm recommending a 3%. We've got a decreasing enrollment. We've got increasing every year. The town spoke and gave them a default budget last year. I do not believe.
Yeah.
I believe they will get another default budget this year.
Okay,
but
so let's. You can. We'll discuss
okay.
it.
So
let's
three,
later. What 3%. The number I'm getting is 10,716,750. That's. Let me check my work here.
3%.
That's a 3%.
That's what I got.
That
okay.
Would be a 3.
10,404,612,1.03 equals. 10,716,750. That's a 3% increase. Is there a
I'll
second?
Second it.
Susan,
I'll
seconds.
Second
any discussion?
My fear is that actually my 5 was probably too high, and I don't think that'll go through. Mm-hmm. And I think at the deliberative session there might be some that get even lower than the 3%. So I'm thinking if we go in with a 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cost of living was 2.7 or whatever it was. If we go in with a 3, that's reasonable, even with the newest, you know, the new rates like that. And I'll just tell you personally, I'm not opposed to doing that on the town side either. But
yes,
well, that's different.
That's a different meeting.
That's a different meeting.
And I do have another
yes,
question.
Ryan.
This is just a rookie question here. Someone mentioned that it could change at the deliberative session.
Yes.
Can anybody cliff notes that for me of how?
Oh, okay. We're at the deliberative session, and we vote on the warrant articles.
Yep.
So the second warrant article is the operating budget. So anybody can amend that. So somebody can stand up and say, I take this number, whatever, 10,716,750, and I would amend that to read $12 million. Mm. And then the deliberative session, we all vote on it.
Okay.
If it passes, that's what goes on the ballot.
Okay, I got you.
Now, last year, we reduced the, I don't remember the amount. I think it was about $200,000.
Yeah,
so we reduced the proposed budget by $200,000 and went to the deliberative session with that.
Mm-hmm.
At the deliberative session, somebody stood up and made a motion to put the money back in, and it passed at the deliberative session.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it went on the ballot,
mm-hmm.
and then the taxpayers voted for the default budget. So,
yeah. You have to. I think you have to.
So, it has to go through the process.
Yeah.
Ryan, you can voice your opinion at the deliberative session also to say no. I don't think we should do that.
Oh yeah, everybody can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that.
And we have to be there as a budget committee as well, right? In the case
yeah, we're there,
comes up.
And we speak as a committee. We can still speak individually, but we can speak as a committee and say, this is what we're proposing and this is
and why.
Why,
yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Thanks for the reminder. Refresher.
Okay, any other discussion?
So just as,
yeah.
Just again, the only reason why I'm proposing that percentage is the enrollment is down, the fund balances are generally hundreds of thousands at the end, and the taxpayers are looking for tighter budget for the school.
Okay, so this was the 5% vote. Okay. Red vote?
That's my last
I'm
question.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
If we don't reach an agreement, or do we just sit here until we do?
We will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking theoretically, if everybody sticks to the numbers that they agree in.
We will get four and
four,
and then we're in trouble.
We never get to, you know what I mean?
No, we do. We
will. We always do.
I mean,
yeah.
I figured that.
Usually, I hate to say, usually there's like a game that's on, a hockey game,
yeah,
or a basketball
or football
game,
or something.
I don't know. And so people are looking at the clock saying, oh, I got to get home to make this game.
Gosh, we have plenty of time. It's only 8:25.
Well, I don't know what time. The game is on tonight.
We haven't even put coffee on yet, right?
Okay.
I'm used to work at 36 hours.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so we're voting on the 3% budget increase, $10,716,750. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Sue.
Yes.
Brenda.
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
Lynn? No. Ryan?
Yes.
Katrina?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Mark?
No.
Okay, so that passes. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in favor and 2 against. 6-2. So that's a 3% increase, $10,716,750. Okay?
Great.
All right.
Okay. Our first vote was what, 5-2?
Our first vote was 1, 2, 3.
Or the 5-2.
Yeah.
Go ahead. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5-3-5.
It was the first one, 3-5.
So 6-2. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now before we leave.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Oh, before we leave,
there's a couple things we need to go over.
One of the questions in the tie vote, how do we break that?
Well, there's 9 of us.
Not tonight, but they usually
if it's a tie, then the motion fails.
But Susan's not here.
That happened
at, yeah, I know, that's why I have an odd number. I'm just curious.
Yeah,
because they happened at the deliberative session last year. That's what happened.
Everyone have a good
holiday.
Thank you
too.
Very much.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Bye,
guys. Do you want me to
end
this?
No.
No, we're still
public.
We're still public meeting. Okay. We just
almost got it.
We don't know what the warrant article is.
No, we don't know what the warrant article is.
That's true. And honestly, the voters can still decide to change things at the end.
Oh, absolutely. They can change at the deliberative session.
Exactly.
This is just what we're... And we can change
but
January...
But what's a 10%, though? There's a 10%
I thought it
was a
10% variance.
They can't go up more than 10%.
Okay, they can't go up, but they can go down
as
much as they want.
They can go down as much as they want.
They can't go up more than 10% of what we recommend.
Yeah.
Right.
So they could still do... I'm sorry.
But it's everything. It's not just item by item. It's everything. They can't increase it more than 10%. So,
right.
So,
how often does that happen in your history?
There's been once where the 10% rule did apply. It was when the town wanted to buy that property on Main Street, and that was, you know, like.
How many years ago was that?
That was a long time. That was $370,000, and the budget committee voted no.
Okay.
So, that. The 10% rule applied because that amount of money ended up being a 10%. Okay, so there's been a lot of, this year, there's been a lot of questions and information coming in dribs and drabs, and I'm sure everybody is frustrated with that whole thing. So I just, and this is partly my fault because I didn't say anything in the past, and I should have, but a question can only come from the budget committee. It cannot come from an individual. So if at a meeting, it can. I mean, we're all sitting here, you can ask a question. But if I go home and I want to know how many teachers wear red shoes, I cannot ask that question on my own. Okay.
We can ask it to you, can't we?
Okay, so if somebody, no, you can't. So let me read you, here's the basic law of budgeting. And they're talking about the budget committee getting information from all the sources. And we're allowed to ask for information and they have to give it to us. It talks a little bit about we have to give them a reasonable amount of time. And it also talks about we can't dictate what the employees do. So in other words, if the administrator, if we ask for something and it's going to take her 2 days to do it, and she doesn't have 2 days, then we can't insist that she spend 2 days doing it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is what it says. Finally, keep in mind that one budget committee member has no authority to act alone. And so one committee member cannot demand information. I don't like the word demand. I'll just even use request, because nobody demands. But anyway, information. If the committee has not decided by committee vote to request that information. So if I want to know if the how many teachers wear red shoes, we have to resume, have another meeting, and the committee has to vote if we're going to ask that question.
You've got to be kidding me.
Well, no, let me, but you can file a right to know. You don't need to be on this committee. You can be on this committee and file a right to know, which gives them only 5 days, and it's a horrible thing.
Well, I think that's why they use the word demand and request, because if I really want to know the number of red shoes, is a committee with no, it's bogus,
and
it's not reasonable. Yeah.
And if we didn't if we didn't want to know the color of the red shoes, she can still file a right to know.
Yep. Absolutely.
So then I would like to ask you this based on what you're reading and the interpretation. So I'm going to, a pure example. I'm diving through this budget. I'm picking through. I'm not going to be supporting this sizable increase, but I want to intellectually make recommendations if the question was asked to me. So a question comes up. So I'm not allowed, even though there's that question, that will be valuable for the team to understand something, it's not allowed until we have another meeting?
That's correct.
And I'm also asked for another meeting so that we could talk about stuff on the town, and only one person responded yes, one person responded no, nobody else responded to the question.
I responded.
You responded, you led with saying no. What? So there's the rub.
Okay,
you have a question, you ask for the meeting, and you get no.
Okay, but listen, we started in September, okay? This whole process starts early in the year. So everybody needs to scrutinize the budget as soon as possible. And we get together, and we ask our questions. That's the first meeting, okay? We have the opportunity to get together and ask our questions. Then we get together and they answer our questions. Now, if their answer prompts another question, you can ask it at that meeting. Okay, so then they answer the questions. Then we have a public hearing. Then we have a supplemental meeting. And then we go to the deliberative session. So I realize some question could come to you after we've had three meetings, but it's incumbent upon all of us to look into this budget and figure out what things we need to be explained. And we talked about this before, about changing our process so that maybe in April we start talking about information that we want on a regular basis or
next year.
Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. So it's incumbent upon us to go through this budget as much as we can to see what our questions are.
When did we officially receive the school budget?
Well, I have to look at my calendar.
So, we can't talk about town business.
Yes, we can.
No, we can't. It's school
meeting.
Yes, we
can.
No, we can talk about town business. Oh, yeah. Okay. Wait. Let me answer your question. Okay, let's see. Review the school budget. That was on November 18th.
Mm-hmm.
So we got it.
November.
In November.
November.
We got the budget. Right. Yeah.
So there's a big, all of a sudden it's a flurry of us trying to process keep up with the town budget, keep up with the school budget. Budget season needs to start earlier if we're so restricted that we can't ask a question when something comes up, yet the pressure is on for decisions to be made. Look at the budget. We're going to vote the next time.
We didn't get timely answers. And we don't get complete answers.
Okay, well, we can...
I mean, that's...
Where they said they didn't get answers. I mean, I wasn't there.
Berlin, it's November 18th, you said, right?
November 18th is when we reviewed it. We got it before that. We had it, I don't remember the date. Let's say a month ago. We got the school budget a month ago.
And how many people in this room sit and look line by line and really dig in?
I do too. Okay.
2 meetings ago I did.
Yeah.
I guess I would challenge everybody, and it's frustrating to get that update. You're only reading a guideline that you didn't write. I understand that, but
this isn't a guideline. This comes from the basic law of budgeting.
Then we need to have more frequent meetings then, because
up to the budget committee. That's not right. I mean, the budget committee can decide to meet every week if they want during budget season.
It's a shame. It is such an important role, and it just gets pushed through so fast.
And the thing is, the voters will come.
Now we can't ask questions.
They did come. They will come. If they object to something, they will come. I mean, whether it's a police station or the school budget or anything else, they will show up.
Well, perhaps if you give them a reason to be annoyed...
Yeah.
There'll be more involvement.
The tax bill will show
up. Yeah, that was enough of a reason.
There'll be annoyance.
Did everybody look up their tax bill today?
No.
It's
no.
there.
I was having a
like
good day.
I like surprises, yeah.
Oh, is it out? Oh, boy.
The end of the week. They're going out the end of the week. Yes, Jill.
So our next meeting is on the town budget?
No. The meeting on the 22nd is when we make our final votes on everything, the town budget, the school budget, and all the warrant articles.
So if we have questions about the town budget, we should ask you right now to get answers.
Yep, and if you don't
have a question, you have to ask now and we'll vote on it.
I believe someone already asked this through an email about getting the police department to tell us like how many calls happen at night.
I asked that.
Per shift.
Yeah, they got that.
They didn't break it down to shifts, though, did they?
They haven't given it to us. I just asked that question yesterday or today.
The way you ask it. It's people are having a hard time grasping, I guess, what we're asking. And we could ask something, and it doesn't come back that way. It's missing major information, or they didn't get quite what was asked. And, you know, again, that's internal problems, I think. But I think with them copying their stuff, that would be a lot better than... our secretary's copy.
Well, it depends on when they get it to us. We had a problem in the past, as you will recall, that we got the information, but it was
the day before. Yeah, or the day of, yeah.
So we asked for it on the Friday before.
Yeah, yes.
And now the town offices are closed on Fridays. So that moves us back to the Thursday before.
Thursday for town and Friday for school.
Can't be Friday because the offices are closed. Where are they going to put them?
Oh.
Where are they going to put the hard copies?
Budget committee needs the information before the weekend, before the meeting. It's just not enough time.
Well, when we ask them both for Thursdays,
we're so handcuffed.
They have a lot more staff at the school.
Yeah,
so I don't think it's unreasonable to ask for Thursday.
So I have a general question about the questions we're asking.
The questions about the questions.
That you're not supposed to ask.
We have a sense, I think, from this budget season, we've really asked a lot more questions compared to my first year.
And that's good.
I feel like having a list of what all those questions are would probably be helpful. Then we can identify which ones are going to be effective in helping us get this information sooner for next year. So we can almost have a copy and paste and say, here's our 40 questions, answer them all by the May meeting so we can have everything, or the September. My point being, get it earlier so that way when we get the info, like, okay, well, we asked for, you know, an oak tree, but they gave us a white oak, not a red oak, so let's get that clarification earlier in the process.
No, I agree.
But then, of course, a lot of the questions we don't know until we see the budget.
That's true. Good point, Lynn.
You know?
Yeah.
But we saw what happened. I mean, there's enough experience at this table now that we saw what happened here. I think we have a, you know, we want enrollment and this and that, you know, that type of information. So I think we could get a general list and maybe not have to be, and then in September. And the town can kick it back. You know, we're asking the school to do next year's.
Yeah.
The town doesn't have to have it come in September. It can come in June. July, I like to take off, August too. But you know what I'm saying? Everybody can move back and cooperate, you know, to make it
easier.
Guys,
we have 275 children in our school, and the state mandates an assistant principal at 500. I'm not going to tell them to eliminate a person.
No, because I
love
her.
But we can healthily cut their budget.
They don't need to hire the extra teacher, in my opinion.
No, and they don't need an assistant principal.
Stop it, I love her.
One has nothing to do with the other, though. That's the problem.
It's just, you know, we compromised.
Because you love her.
I know.
We compromised at 3% tonight. They will function even.
They will.
If we match the default from last year.
We don't have the warrant article.
It's just,
they'll be fine.
So going forward, Lynn.
Going forward, first of all.
If I come up with a question, I write it down, and when we meet again, I can then ask the question and we can discuss it.
You don't have to write it down for your own memory.
Okay,
write it down.
But if it's a question
if it's a question that needs an answer,
right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait till a meeting and say, I want to ask about the red shoes, and we'll vote on it.
Yes.
Or we'll say, no, that's, I won't say it's stupid.
Silly.
No, that's not necessary. Yeah. We don't need that information. We're not gonna pass it on.
Okay, so now that's, you've reviewed it, we're under law now. So I have some outstanding questions that I still want to know before the final decision for the 22nd, but my comrades won't meet before the 22nd.
Well, no.
We haven't brought that up yet.
That's not true. That's not true. That's the next thing on my list.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. A couple of us have said we don't think we need another meeting. So don't say we won't meet, okay, because that's not true. Okay, so we want to talk about now an additional meeting. So how many people, so you feel that we need an additional meeting because you have additional questions. Is that correct?
Or information.
Okay, so.
To discuss the school and the town.
Well, if we have an additional meeting,
you can talk about it.
I'm not going to post it and say we can only talk about one thing.
Right.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Would this be a meeting that they would come to?
It's a public meeting. All our meetings are public. It's not a public hearing.
Come twice.
It's not a public hearing. But, you know, we always let the public participate. We're so magnanimous.
No, but that's a good thing to let them participate.
No.
I think it.
No, it's fine, but, you know how it goes. So, the question is, do you want to have an additional meeting?
It would not be a long one. And as we all dive into the town budget for some recommendations of lowering this budget and not giving them 6% increase, I bet you will all have to. I would like to challenge everybody. Come with one question and ask, and then we can get the questions after that, right? We can get the answers.
Now, all the questions that you gave me, the answers are all up there. I didn't pass them out tonight, but they're all there.
Isn't that thick stack of paper?
Yes.
Including the off-hour responses with the police. I think I just asked that yesterday.
You didn't give that to me.
I sent it to everybody.
Okay, but
I never
sent it to Andrea.
I included Andrea because she said include Andrea on everything.
Well, I didn't.
You did get it.
I'm sure I got it, but I didn't.
Oh, there's Andrea so many going everywhere.
So the ones that you did just in the last week, I didn't have Linda copy those, but Linda copied all the previous ones. Do you want me to pass them out so you'll have them now?
She copied them just now?
No, she copied them last week.
No, I've been asking questions the last couple days, so she didn't print those.
So our next meeting is January 22nd.
That's right. Wait, you didn't answer my question. Do you want me to pass that stuff out now?
Sure.
Okay. So be talking about whether you want another meeting or not.
My thought was the 30th at 6 or 6:30, something a little bit earlier, so we could get...
December
30th. It's a Monday.
Yep.
It's after Christmas, obviously. It's before New Year's. And my thought was then the meeting on the 22nd, we're not stuck for hours trying to get that.
And we have answers for
and
the 22nd.
And we have answers, yeah.
So if we have one more brief meeting, it can be
I'll
for
bring
the
dessert.
Additional questions that we may have as we're looking at the town budget for one more sweep through. And we would ask our questions on that meeting, have the answers for our final vote on the 22nd.
And they should have the warrant article. I mean, we have ours, but they should have the warrant article for the negotiations.
Lynn, for instance, when are we going to get our revised default budget that Andrea was supposed to give us? When there were errors in the one that we got.
You know that we're not supposed to vote without it, right? That I think
good.
Is a law.
And I want to know
it
what...
It may be in here.
Okay.
We're
and
not
I would like
to
know...
Without it.
I would like to know
we did.
How what's included in that default budget.
The rest I don't have default.
Oh, okay.
I think you have grammar school helping.
Oh, we didn't see?
I don't see so
this
well.
This is
not
a grammar school.
That I asked.
First
bowl.
School board gets a stipend. Selecting gets a stipend.
Well, that's yeah. Right. And we are worth every penny of it. I'm not sure.
What is that, like $1,000 a person or something?
Yeah, no, it's more than that, actually.
We can use it, I don't think.
Hey, there's two positions open.
I know.
Two positions for what?
Selectmen.
How many meetings? But just one meeting a month?
Russ and Brian.
Running.
Two?
And,
yeah.
Well,
Russ
running.
Isn't running.
They're running.
But
Russ
Brian's
running.
Running.
Russ
no, Russ is all done. No, he's all done.
Run? Yeah.
Well, he said that, but
yeah,
he's
sorry.
Yeah. I don't...
He can't run anymore.
Mm.
No, I don't think he will. I really don't think he will. It's almost a Biden
it's like
situation.
Biden, yeah.
Be nice to get rid of
that. That ain't happening anytime.
Well, if somebody runs against him, it will.
Well, he when's he up for re-election?
This month?
Oh.
There's two openings.
All right. Okay, so excuse me. What was the consensus on another meeting?
I vote yes.
Well, I would say I vote yes.
Are we making a motion to have a meeting on December 30th?
December 30th, I don't know if I'll be
6 or 6:30.
So, like, what kind of things do we want to talk about? I'm just trying to understand why we really need to have another meeting. Like, what's an example of one of the questions?
I can't promise that as I'm digging deep, as I had questions tonight, that I won't have more questions for the town budget. So I can't, short of what I've asked up till now, which I can't ask anymore...
Yeah,
I'm probably
going to
have more
right
questions.
Now.
So if I wait until the 22nd, we won't get those answers,
mm-hmm.
and we're making the final
okay.
vote.
Final vote.
Okay.
So, and I can't believe others sitting around this table will not have questions as they look in deeper into the town budget.
Okay.
My question is though, will it change your vote? Okay, I could have 1,000 questions, but it may not change my vote. See what I mean?
I think people didn't realize that with your motion, Lynn,
it
went
up
percent. Instead of down.
It went up to 6%.
I think people didn't realize that. They got that. And I didn't think we were going to tell them exactly what to, you know, our thoughts were for them to do. But I think some people voted yes, and they didn't know that we were going up the wrong
well,
way. I shouldn't say the wrong way, that we were going
voting
up.
Again.
Yes, I know. We can make an adjustment. But sometimes proposing an adjustment for a reduction in a certain area in the budget
helps it along.
If you have a rationale behind it, instead
mm-hmm.
of just saying, I want to cut to 3%, if you say, what about these changes to support
so
that reduction, people might agree around the table.
Did everybody know that we can use the revolving fund? For the ambulance, did everybody know that? Or
did
anybody?
You read it? Did you read it?
No.
Isn't?
I didn't.
Okay.
No, but I'm saying that's something that
mm-hmm.
might make you say, oh, 6% is really too much.
Yep.
We mm-hmm. could go down to 3. You
the
know,
New Hampshire Municipal Association said
yeah.
wages could be used
yeah.
for the ambulance
yeah.
out of the revolving
they just said,
fund.
But they did, yeah.
That's helpful to know.
It is.
You know, after this conversation, I feel I can probably support having another meeting.
It won't be long.
It won't be long. Just,
and then we can all go home, digest,
and
come
feel,
back
no,
with a
feel
decision
that
on
we've
the 22nd.
Done our job. I think. I mean, it's, everybody's done their job.
I think the town is gonna talk this year at the voting booths.
Yeah.
After these tax increases.
Where do I look that up? Is that on the town, state website or town website?
Town website.
Apply your assessment.
Put your address in.
Oh, no, your bill is there. Go to the tax collectors and then find yourself alphabetically.
Or put your address in.
Did you like how the,
so you can look up anybody's bill?
Oh, yeah.
The tax collector.
I don't know why I say that.
I don't think that was it. She was just trying to brag about the $12.86.
She's 24 years old. She was trying to help.
Pay their bill.
And that's why I keep that in consideration. But it's like, once it's like, no, that's not accurate. Stop talking about it because it's not accurate. You know?
But I'd be like, they haven't paid their taxes? And it's almost always
all public information.
More money than
we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it at the selectmen's meeting.
Goodness gracious.
Yes, yeah.
I feel like I'm not helping.
The more informed they are.
I think if we tried to help, it would mess up.
I can see that now.
Can I update everybody with something that you're going to see?
Sure.
Look at Katrina. Oh, God.
As we all, you know, Susan Gill needs to be complimented on the effort that she puts in for our tax impact worksheet that she creates every year. So it was asked last year if the Board of Selectmen would put it next, the tax impact under every single warrant article. Brian Brock said it wasn't necessary.
Of course it.
Susan asked again this year. The answer was no. It wasn't even allowed to go to the board to discuss. So I have generated a citizen's petition.
Oh, I saw that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's being submitted.
Did you get a lot of feedback?
Overwhelming. So it's going to be a warrant article that the town is going to vote, do they want the tax impact. That's going to take it off the budget committee.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Remember, it's advisory, though.
I was just going to say, the lawyer's going to say it can only be advisory.
If that warrant article passes, it's only advisory.
They can't make it happen.
They can't compel the selectmen
lawyer
to
will
do
say
it.
That, too.
Well, then, why if that happens and five board members don't support that, then they ought to be removed. Well,
why is he opposed?
Nobody knows.
I don't know.
He said it's not necessary.
He doesn't have to figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Exactly.
I mean,
what's the impact on him?
What is the point of a petition warrant article if it's not to tell, if the overwhelming vote is yes, I want it on the warrant article, the Board of Selectmen can still say no?
Well, that's it would be a foolish decision, in my opinion.
Remember,
I mean,
with the kindergarten, we had we had a warrant article on kindergarten and voted, and we overwhelmingly did not want to go to full-day kindergarten in the school
they
board.
They
did it anyway.
They did it with air conditioners in this building, so it can be done. They didn't listen to it.
That will not go over well.
The citizens mad. Especially the ones that sign the petition.
They want to know.
I know. And why not? I mean, what's
someone can still do a mailing through, like, the Boy Scouts or direct mail to people in town.
Yeah, but what is right on your...
What's right on the ballot,
People have shared with me that they just, it's great that you have the tax impact worksheet, and we fill out the form before we go, and inevitably we forget one of the forms when we get into the booth. And they just want it. What is the problem with giving what the voters want?
It's just information.
It's such
It should definitely
it's
you know,
information.
Should be right next
to everybody is saying
I thought
that
was it 2 years ago or whatever, that, what was it, 24 out of 25 warrant articles passed?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It seems
people are saying that. They're
like,
beginning to realize.
They are beginning to.
Because it's sat, you know, what... You know, how often are you like, oh, that's a terrible idea.
20,000.
Most of them sound good. Yeah. It's like, hey, raise such and such for this great thing. Yeah, okay. Most of them sound good. And you get a tax bill, and you're like, sounds less good now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just looking at mine now, it's very much not good.
There you go.
Josh, do you have non-public minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Because we didn't do that.
Yeah, we have that. That's the last order of business.
How might I find that since I wasn't here?
Are you allowed?
Don't go that far yet.
Oh, because we're not in, what?
We're
no, she's just going to read them. She's not going to say anything.
But I wanted to make a recommendation on amendment on those. We got the guidelines on that.
On yeah. some of the things discussed.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Or what needs
and the
to
Board
be
of Selectmen
there,
typically
not.
Write it a certain way when they
very
do.
Very brief.
And it's a one nothing. Sentence.
Well, this is all we got. That's the minute.
I haven't seen them. But were they emailed to us?
No, I didn't. No, you're not supposed to email.
Do that.
So we can.
Okay, I'll, you'll get it. I won't give it to you early.
Lynn?
Okay.
Can we make a recommendation to amend those then when we're not talking about it out loud?
I think so, because we could say something like, on line 4, accurate should say inaccurate.
No, if it's too many words on that and we want it a simple sentence.
Well, that's all there. It's all there.
May I see what it says?
No.
So we can't be.
No, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you
can. Well, now you figure it out.
Now you got me all.
It's reasonably.
Have you seen them?
It's reasonably
but
easy.
Right. Then we have to
talk about it.
No, we don't.
Oh, no.
You don't have ADHD. We went to read in college.
Yes.
All right, yes. Those are the end caps.
Period.
Right, but when are we going to discuss
you
that?
You haven't yes. had three major concussions in your life, have you?
Not that I'm aware of. Now, why didn't you put that one on that one? This has got a QR code. Everybody on the top's got a QR code. Put that back up there.
Wow. Or is it just upside down?
Well, now, one thing you requested was the CYAA budget.
Yes.
I contacted them and requested it, and I haven't heard anything back. So I can't presume that they're not going to respond. I asked them to please respond by January 22nd.
See, now that'll get a budget committee, and they'll say, no, they haven't even responded to us. That's...
But they're not
happens.
But those folks are in and out. They're not there every
day.
Oh,
I know.
So, but they do have a website that shows who the financial person is. So I emailed her and I said, if you have any questions, please let me know. And I haven't heard anything. So maybe she's waiting for a meeting or something. If I don't hear anything, I'll contact her again.
Lynn, are there endowments for the library other than this operating budget? Do they have other money coming from other places?
No, not on a regular basis.
Okay.
We have, like, somebody will give us $100
oh,
once
okay,
in a while.
Oh, okay,
we had the great big endowment
yeah.
in the beginning, but we don't have any regular endowments.
So that must be Fitz Museum has it. I think the other ones. One of them do.
Just put those in the... so far, you...
This is good, but I don't know
she's
where this
is.
Oh, that's the QR code.
That's the QR code one, and you would already... Yeah.
How do we...
Here, call respond. Call breakdown. Here's some big thing. I don't think it breaks it down by time of day, though.
She was going to ask him to drill down and just do between midnight and 6 a.m.
See, that's
yeah.
the trouble.
Yes.
You get, you don't get.
Andrea
what you
said
asked
she was
going
to drill down.
No, and he said he would.
Well, because sometimes I think people just read the first part of it and they presume what the rest of the question is
that's
without reading
therefore.
It.
Therefore,
assume you know what that means.
Yeah, I do, but you know. I say that to my kids all the time. I'm like, you don't even know the rest of the question.
But, Mom, I can think faster than you.
Sue, I have a crazy question.
Could be true.
The Smith Library up on the hill that Kyle was always doing the roof on.
Smith Building. That's the Smith Building.
Smith Building.
Yeah.
What is he used for? No.
Jesse Remington.
Jesse Remington and
Jesse
meetings
Remington.
In town, if you
that's
want.
That's why they put the well in. They put the
oh.
all
that
in.
That,
so they
that
could.
Was
that's
argument.
A 5-year...
Four
five
years ago.
10 year,
or
right?
10 year.
I think it's a 10 year.
I think
because
you're right.
There was no use. You can't. You couldn't at the time because there was no well.
Water or you can now.
Bathroom.
You can now.
Yeah. I thought the Board of Selectmen
okay.
gave it to the trustees
that's
and said
the town
run
stuff.
It.
Do you want to put it in your folder?
Oh no, this
bring
is
it
the old. This is the old one. See, this is what
well. There's
I'm
three.
Saying.
There's three of
oh,
those.
Oh, he did a new one.
Yeah, I don't know what.
When I saw the
okay, this is Stephanie's.
It's too much paper. Yeah.
Every time I go home and I'm like, I need to organize
this
and I put it up
Josh.
On my filing
Josh.
Like,
no,
I'm like,
oh,
shit,
gross.
I did not look at any of this.
This
is like a
wait for that folder. Are we, by any chance, any closer on getting someone for minutes?
No.
Getting what?
Are
you
coming up
before
next?
It's your turn?
Oh,
no, we're not close at all.
That's not probably going to
this
happen.
Is mine. This is Bill's.
I'm taking mine home.
Do we,
Yeah. I'm taking mine home. I didn't get one.
What was our...
Oh. Did I?
Wait, did
you have your folder. Okay.
Did you get yours? I didn't get any.
I did.
Yours is here.
Yep. It's mine. Oh, mine's right. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I'll take that home. Susan Gill and Stephanie.
Susan.
Oh, you want to give your mom the town budget to look at?
It's all this stuff. Well, here, I'll give you. You know what?
This is how many hours you would normally give her. I can take
on a 24-hour period.
There you go.
Thank you.
Year.
Christmas reading.
Oh,
she'll be so thrilled.
Yeah, let's see. Sticking out her bow on it.
Justify.
Yeah, all the Christmas presents.
That haven't been hired yet.
Okay.
See, that's, I get it from their standpoint, but.
All right. No, it's not legal. You don't do it that way. You don't figure it that way.
Figure what?
The default budget that way. They know better. You don't figure that by adding people you want to hire.
I want the town default budget that's been revised that Andrea said she's supposed to give us with an explanation of what's in there.
We're not supposed to vote on anything until you have the default. That's
okay.
Right in the rules.
Okay, I'm sorry about that interlude, but
so
what do what's the consensus on the meeting? Well, how many people want another meeting?
I said yes.
Raise your hand.
I'm not opposed to it.
One, two, three.
I'm game now.
Okay, so we're going to have another meeting.
Is that okay, Lynn? We'll go real fast.
Yep.
Anything
half hour.
You'll go real fast.
Well, as fast.
Well, it won't be a 3-hour meeting.
Yeah, because it's not.
Okay, so what date works?
What did you date?
Did you
the 30th, because I wanted it before New Year's Eve, and I want it after Christmas.
The 30th,
and it's
was
a Monday,
the room open?
The room's open.
Because we could go up to the light. The memorial building.
No,
that's got a new roof.
30th, I don't know if I'll be here or not. I may not. I probably won't be here.
So we need to pick a different day.
Well,
yep, pick another day. We all
well,
need
let's,
to be
let's
here.
Look at, let me look at the town.
We can't do Tuesday.
Let's look at the town calendar, okay?
That's what I did.
But I do know that we can go and meet up at the Smith Memorial. And that it never gets used at night.
Can you, though, without having...
Carla said people can do...
I think we keep with the Zoom.
Oh, okay. So you want to go to the calendar?
Well,
because people are listening to it,
and
that's why they're commenting.
I don't like that the school doesn't have it.
They're getting it.
Yeah, but
they told us they're getting
it.
She said,
it sure seems like
she said
dragging their heels.
The principal, said, Mark said before the end of the year.
We could do the 20th.
I said, I hope.
She said she thought it was going to be by the deliberative session.
I said, I hope it's by the deliberative session. She said it should be.
Okay.
Should.
Could people
that's
vote
Christmas,
via Zoom during the deliberative session?
No.
No.
You got to be present.
Okay.
Because you can't verify if you have a date.
So we're talking about another meeting. Friday the 13th and Friday the 20th are available.
Friday the 13th, who's superstitious?
That's this Friday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Friday
can people,
that's
too
can
the
can people
one?
Dive into the budget between now and the 13th to have questions
we've
besides
been looking
me?
At it for a month.
No. Really? Does any?
I'm just
I don't know how
questions.
Many people really would.
I'm getting answers.
I'd like to see more info from the police department.
Yes.
That's already been requested. But I'm sure
and
we'll
I don't know,
Friday.
Will we get it by the 13th?
We might.
Well,
the 20th, it was, I'm...
The 20th? What about the 20th?
No, Lynn can't be there.
No, it's the 30th. She said the 30th.
Oh.
Didn't you say the 30th, Sue?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, the 30th. I might be there. I don't know. I have to go to Lebanon.
I was
going to
say,
the
20th is Ronnie's party.
The 20th,
I'm not doing a Friday night.
I'm unavailable the 20th. Not that you should hold it up because of me.
I guess personally, I don't want anything before Christmas.
Okay, so
my
now how about this?
What?
On the 17th, the Conservation Commission is a meeting at 7:00. We'll schedule it at 6:00, and we've got to be done
by
7:00.
All right,
deal.
That works.
How's that?
Deal.
Someone might have just said hello.
I heard a voice.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's my text message.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
That was.
I heard.
That's
something.
My little girl
I
in here.
No one else heard that. I was like.
That's my
sounded like a little girl.
I'm
like, yeah.
Sure that it was Brenda.
That's
phone.
My notification.
What
are we talking about now?
Tuesday
so I'm talking about
17.
Tuesday the 17th. The Conservation Commission is here at 7:00.
6 days from now.
I was going to say
okay.
That's just.
No, that's okay. Why can't?
Because I don't get information I've asked for months ago.
I like the 17th.
17th works for me.
I do too.
Well, go ahead. Majority rules, that's good.
I'll do it.
At and 6 come to 7?
Wait, it's also, that meeting is for us to have, prior to the 17th, please make an effort. Look, see if you have questions about the police department. That's the meeting we talk about. That's what we submit to get the answers for the 22nd, right?
That's correct.
Because I can't ask any questions until then.
That's, well, we can ask a question today. If you have a question right this minute, we can vote on it.
I've been writing my questions.
I don't even know what I received if I got the answers.
Asked and answered before the 22nd.
Will we get the answers on the 22nd?
So we can formulate the questions on the 17th because we can. We have to vote on them.
So the encumbrances will be in. You'll see that for
the default budget.
Wait, on the 17th, you won't have the encumbrances.
On the 16th, we will.
But you won't really know the bottom line. You won't know what's left over.
No, that...
We won't, but
that's
on the 22nd, we'll have that.
On the 30th, we could have had... The 30th is the last day that we can sign, that we can sign anything. The budget will be done on the 30th.
But they'll have some stuff that still hasn't come in.
That's going to be an encumbrance.
Kim won't be able to give us...
It's going to be an encumbrance. We signed. She's got to give us.
Oh, okay.
We signed that day.
And we'll get it on the 22nd of January.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't want to do it then. Yeah.
But we could get our questions out on the 17th. We'll get our information back. We're all digesting it. And the 22nd, we have a good understanding.
That's the last chance we have.
That
yeah.
makes sense.
I
appreciate it. Thank you, everybody.
That one day doesn't work for me, but don't hold up because of me.
It doesn't. Can you zoom in?
I've got an apprenticeship graduation. I'm presenting to our apprentices.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't miss out on that.
No.
That would
nope.
Be bad.
Nope.
Can't do both at the same time. No.
And no business
it's
can
right
be discussed
at 6 o'clock.
Unless we're in a public meeting. He says
that's correct. We can't discuss it.
So if he had a question, he wouldn't be able to submit it to you to have a discussion with the group.
Yeah, he could say, "Would you please ask the group to do this question?"
If that's okay with you guys, I'll just submit any questions to Lynn.
Yeah, just if you have a question.
Perfect.
But do it in one email.
Oh, it'll be one
Don't
email.
Don't give me one a day.
I'm old. I'm old. I got to write it when I think it.
Well, then submit it all at once.
I will.
Okay,
I'll have a running.
The 17th. At 6
at
o'clock?
6 p.m.
And we'll okay, be meeting. Here by next 7, meeting.
The room has
no,
to
before
be
7, we'll be out.
Yeah.
It won't be that long if we're just saying, hey.
And I'm with you on the assistant principal thing.
Next meeting.
Kills me. I would have gone default if
we
I
have
really
four administrators, though. It's not just her.
Team at 6
Remember, we
PM.
Have this
Try to get
director
a straight answer
student.
Out of
yeah.
them. They well, cloud everything.
See, your definition of an administrator and theirs are two different
I know.
Things.
But they're not. Either on a teacher's contract or you're
Or they're everybody else.
Yes.
Guys, they gave almost a $10,000 raise to the principal.
And they did it
the
one cycle before
as
well.
Yeah, but she wants to go to the SAU.
I know, so it's
okay.
just...
All right.
Anyway, go
All
ahead.
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh, I forgot we were on.
Okay.
Still
so that's all. Any other business that we need to discuss at this meeting?
No.
Okay. No. So now I will pass out the minutes from... non-public.
Are we supposed to shut that off?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
No, I think we can leave it on.
Wait, it's a seal. We can't discuss it in public.
Well, we can change a word, but if you want to change the whole substance.
I just wanted to, if you want to leave this open, that's fine. We got direction from the New Hampshire Municipal Association exactly.
Who's we?
We all got a copy of it. Andrea sent it to everybody.
Oh, about this, about the minute. Okay.
About how to write them, how to seal them. We are not supposed to seal them and put them in the mutual box.
No, I know. I got the envelope.
Own...
I know. We got the
not
envelope. We have to.
But you have to have a locked box. That only
it goes to Kim.
No.
No. No.
It
Read
can't
those
go
instructions.
To Kim.
It cannot.
Well, that's
chair.
What I'm just going by what Andrea told me to
She's
do.
She's wrong. It does read. It's
I don't know what I'm reading.
Okay.
We're talking about sealed
it's
things.
Do you want me to open it?
I didn't read it either.
Can you
think
open
we
Andrea's?
We need to go into non-public
we're
to discuss.
Yeah, let's go
is it the link,
public.
The practical issues?
Let's go into
do
non-public.
Do we need to make a motion?
I think we should.
Well, we're
to set
no,
that
I'd like. No, we have to talk about it. I'd like to make a motion to go into a non-public hearing.
Well, we can't because it doesn't meet any of these criteria for the non-public.
We're just getting it from publicly available information.
Okay, we're not talking about the minutes, right?
We're not talking about the minutes. We're just talking about what to do with the minutes.
So if you open that up.
This right here, the website?
Yes. So down here.
Yeah, we can't leave it with other people.
Minutes.
And only the chair or one or two people have keys.
Minutes.
And that's what I'm going to ask, if we can buy a fireproof lockbox.
So this is a sentence is all we have.
I'm telling you, it's really complicated the way it's written.
So do the selectmen do this?
No, it's a law.
But this is the law, and the selectmen aren't doing it.
So is there a lockbox for each committee?
We have to have a budget committee.
We've never had one in public.
No.
Yeah, we have.
Each committee, though, does each committee have a lockbox, like in the basement?
No, we don't have one, do we? A lockbox that nobody else has access to, but this committee.
The selectmen do.
Oh, okay.
It says it right in here, Lynn. I'm not making it up.
I believe you.
I know. And the other thing, too, guys, I was going to make a recommendation to put the simple sentence in there that's recommended, and then unseal it, and it's over, and we don't have to lock it up. But just put the sentence in, and I have the words that I would recommend, but we don't have to have detail. Says it right there. Keep it simple.
Ensued.
I can't.
Can you make it bigger?
Can't read it?
Can you make it bigger, Josh?
Oh, there we go.
And that would avoid a lockbox.
The law requires only that it include the name of the members present and a brief description of the subject matter disclosed, discussed, and final decisions. We didn't really make any final. Depending on the current matter, it can be permitted to simply list the people present and then state. The board heard a complaint about a town employee.
As an example.
Town administrator was asked to obtain further information and report to the board. So we can change it to one sentence.
And I would make a recommendation that it says a committee member opened up a discussion or recommended some procedural changes within the committee.
How about just the committee discuss procedural changes?
Okay. Done.
That's not one of the criteria for a non-public meeting.
Oh, procedural, well...
What was the reason we...
The 92, it's C because of
C. What does that say?
But I'll tell you, the selectmen are very brief. It's like...
Yeah, the selectmen and the selectmen, you all have copies of it at your home and you're not supposed to. You're not following your own procedure.
This is discussion ensued.
What did we do it under?
Right, exactly.
Just put dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, we did it under this one.
No, then
under
they'll
C.
Have to go listen.
Yeah. I think I wrote it on there. The word on the minutes.
Really can do that.
Yeah, that's the one
what?
We did.
What is C? Can you remind us what that is?
A matter which, if discussed in public, would likely adversely affect the reputation of a person other than a member of the board, unless such person requests at an open meeting. This exemption shall extend to include any application for assistance or tax abatement, waiver of fee.
What about it's not against a person, it would be the reputation of a committee?
Other than a member.
When they say board, I think they mean select board, not budget committee.
Well, I
know we can't discuss.
We're not a board,
private.
We're a committee, yeah.
Right. Can we buy a lockbox?
Why do we need it? We could unseal it if we just write it something simple sentence.
Yeah, let's
that
make it simple and just and then
unseal
it.
Okay.
Okay.
And just put a blanket statement that doesn't have the detail.
Now, do we have to post it?
Post what?
If we...
You could... Well, yeah, good question.
What do you mean?
If we unseal it, where do we put it?
Do we have to post it?
No, you don't post non-public. Oh, you're saying...
We're going to unseal it. It won't be...
Oh, you don't even want it non-public.
Why?
Okay.
Yeah. Why we can unseal it? Where would we put it? But just one sentence.
Yeah.
A discussion about procedural.
But I think
changes.
You have to do that in a public session, so we'll have to go back into public.
We're still in a public session right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh,
yeah.
We,
right.
Nobody voted.
Well, does
nobody
it just become
backed.
Part of the minutes from that meeting?
Yeah, it could be part of the minutes of this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, I'm like I said, I'm out of my depth here.
I have no opinion because I have no idea what you're even talking about.
It's very complicated. It really is.
You
have to be a lawyer to
figure
this out.
No, you know what? To be honest with you, it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
Somebody made it a big deal.
It didn't have to be.
Because they wanted to know what was discussed.
Yeah.
And this is why it's at this point. And it's like, why can't we have a private meeting when we want a private meeting?
Because we have the right to know law. We can't.
I get it, but it had nothing.
Okay,
it
so what are we doing here?
Can't we just end the
You want me to put it in my lockbox at home? I have a lockbox at home.
No, it has to be here where your meetings are held. It says it right there. It has to be in this building, and it has to be a locked box that's just the budget committee that two members have access to hold the keys. But we all have access to that sealed thing. It's sealed. And I know, and that's what I'm saying. Let's just change it.
All right.
Even with AI,
put it back in the stupid minutes.
It's brutal.
So I apologize that I asked for something private that I really didn't want to talk about our committee process.
We already approved the minutes, okay? How about we wait till the next meeting? We're going to go back and
we got a timeline. We have to have it posted. It says
has what
a week.
Posted.
A week?
5 days to post.
Right.
Right, but can't. But you post what you have, but you can make corrections.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we putting it on our?
Well, what are you going to do? You're thinking of adding a thing.
She's thinking of changing this to just one
sentence.
Okay.
Simple sentence.
And then unseal it.
Okay.
And then we'll post it.
Yep.
All right.
And then we don't need a lockbox.
So
we'll never ask for a non-public
Lynn, do you
want to
ask the attorney or New Hampshire Municipal or something about that, if that's the proper way to do it?
They won't let me go to New Hampshire Municipal Association, the selectman's office.
Yeah.
I've asked before and been told no.
By whom?
No, you're a chair. You should be able to have access.
Well,
there's
a list, but she should be on
I'm
it.
Yes, she should be on it.
She's a budget.
But if you said you already figured out the sentence, why don't we just put your...
Go ahead, let's do it.
Want me to write it?
Do we need to make a motion?
Can't talk about it.
Yeah. Well, let's. What's the sentence?
Is anyone?
Yeah, you
read
have.
Yet? I have it on my computer.
You have this.
I think I still have it on my computer.
What's the sentence? Is it long?
Can I say it out loud?
Yeah, because we're going to unseal it.
Well, I don't. Please say it out loud.
I generally say the wrong thing.
Bring a flask. It's like telephone here. You whisper it to Josh. Josh whispers to me. I'll whisper.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like,
tie in and let me get the file open so I can just edit it.
And I'm trying to do it. So it's not going to be a non.
We're going to unseal it.
We're going to unseal it, but is it still considered a non-public meeting, or are we changing it to a public meeting?
Well, we're
going
to unseal it, so I think we have to post it.
Okay, so I just wanted to say.
Okay, wait. Okay, one thing at a time. Okay, what is it going to say?
No, but whatever you said was good. I wasn't paying attention,
okay.
To be honest with you.
I was just going to say, and we can tweak this, discussion ensued regarding some procedural changes.
Or policies and procedures, something like that.
I don't know if we did policies. We didn't do policies, but procedural changes for the function of the committee? Would that be...
What do we
I had a simpler
before?
Thing
yeah,
than that, but now I'm nervous saying
that. Because if you're doing the 92, you said C, going to?
Yeah.
It's got to adhere to that.
It's a hurting of reputation of an individual, but it was hurting
policies,
the reputation of the committee.
Policies and procedures
like sort of
and how they're followed, or if they're followed, like that, then that'll
okay.
Cover that.
Will it?
Yes, because if they're not being followed, we could be talking about
it. Okay, you got that, Lynn?
You'll figure
it out. Do you know
what
I'm saying?
You think so, huh?
Or the board, okay,
I do.
You know, the select board
I have
or whatever.
Faith. If you can make a
trying
pie,
to keep up, Josh?
I'm going to have her reread it.
Okay.
And if it doesn't, you can just say discussion ensued, because they can go,
yeah.
If people read it and want to know more, they can go listen to the tape.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is the proposed.
Okay, guys, this is the new language.
Language. Discussion ensued regarding policies and procedures, and if they are being followed.
Okay, that could C could come in on that.
And then we unseal it.
That. Okay.
And it's all done. The big mystery and the person that's all uptight about it is all relaxed again.
Well, there's a reason for that. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Discussion ensued regarding policies.
Discussion ensued regarding policies and procedures, and if they are being followed.
You missed a good meeting.
So
is Josh putting that on the previous minutes?
Where was I?
He's amending these minutes.
Okay.
I'm retyping it right now.
You haven't seen them.
We're amending them that we're not
I'm not allowed to send them out by email.
Yeah, okay, but it's going to be on the minutes for tonight as well now.
That won't be.
Okay. No.
What he's doing.
No.
Yeah.
The new phrase.
You can just say that we...
Yeah, correct.
We amended
yeah.
the non-public and unsealed
yes.
them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a
yep.
good idea.
You don't have to...
Yep, and we, so we have to vote on unsealing them, I think, because we voted to seal them.
Right, so first we have to vote on them.
Does that seem correct to you?
Discussion ensued regarding policies and procedures, and if they are being followed.
Six?
That's it.
12.
All right, I'll save this.
Okay, that's it, and then we vote.
Okay, and then send that to me so I can send it to the webmaster.
At 6 o'clock, that's good.
Okay, so now, is there a motion to approve the amended minutes?
I make the motion to approve the amended minutes.
Brenda makes the motion, is there a second? Bill seconds, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there a motion to unseal the minutes?
Are you abstaining?
Abstaining.
Oh, yeah, Ryan and Katrina abstaining.
I'll make a motion to unseal the minutes.
So Brenda makes a motion to unseal the minutes, and Sue seconds it, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
And would we still abstain?
Yes.
And you can still, no, you can, I don't care.
You're still curious.
You can do whatever you want.
I'm dying to know.
Here, you want to see?
Outside. In the back.
You need to, shred that.
Yeah, then we're supposed to have to throw it away.
Shred it.
Okay, I sent it to you without a subject line or anything, just the attachment.
That's fine, I'll know what it is. So I wasted an envelope. I hate that.
You have a, we have a budget that you can.
I can buy a new envelope.
Yourself.
Okay.
We don't spend the budget.
Anything else? Any other meet?
I gotta go to bed.
Thing to come before this meeting?
No, but thank you, everybody.
One last question. Would I be right in assuming with our extra meeting, our minutes schedule just?
Oh, listen, he's trying to get out of it again.
No, you know what I'd be willing to offer? I asked for the meeting.
It's okay if we wanted to shift them.
Oh, she wants to do them.
I would do it.
Really?
No.
If you want to just shift, right?
I'm doing the extra meeting that we just talked about, the 17th.
Exactly.
Nice try, buddy. No.
These were on the floor. I don't know what you want to do with them.
Those, they go in the trash. I'll put them.
Okay.
Ryan, did you want to?
Those aren't secret.
Did you want to tell them why you weren't here at the last meeting?
Oh, I was having a baby. I thought she was going to tell you.
I didn't say
I was. I was more.
Whoa!
It was more of a supporting role.
There's a lot
really,
of gender confusion.
Just casually mentioned that.
I apologize. I thought she was letting you announce it.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
He's beautiful.
What did you have?
Boy.
And
Cooper, he weighed 8 pounds, 5 ounces.
Ooh.
Excellent.
Yeah. Congratulations.
He's long.
Nice.
21.5 inches.
This is all trash.
Ooh. Isn't that tall?
That's
I don't know if that's tall or not.
That's pretty tall.
It is, Ryan. I think 20 is the average, isn't it?
Did she have to go cesarean, Ryan?
Yeah, it was a fun.
That's a bummer at the end.
Like Ryan.
I'm confused as to why this is an issue.
Okay, you know what? You weren't there, and you have to burn those.
I
want to
see.
How's this baby being?
I want to see.
Also, you don't have to put my baby information in the minutes. Wait, can we get to the end of
first? Yeah, is there
okay.
a
motion? Can we see
discussion ensue? Mm-hmm.
Is there a motion to return?
I don't get what all the
hunters I'll second
is,
that motion.
No, did somebody make
I guess I'm giving that back.
Bill makes a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
I will second.
I'll second that.
Check is it.
That's my job.
All in favor?
Bye.
Rebecca.
Bye.
Okay.